You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
I'm Dr. Sandy Kapoor. I'm a pediatric allergist here in Halifax. I'm also the past president of the Canadian Society of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. So I was in charge of planning and organizing this conference that we're at today. Allergy, as many listeners will know, is a problem that's been increasing over the past two decades or so, especially in Western society, in places like North America and Canada, where we live, of course. So it's becoming a bigger and bigger health issue. And this conference that we're at right now is really highlighting many of the new areas of research, many of the new cutting-edge therapies that are going on for asthma and allergies. Very exciting time for us. Well, I think there's a few different things they bring to the meeting, I think. First of all, we have speakers from all over North America, also from Europe as well, have come. And one of the big focuses we're talking about more and more, which is dear to many of our patients' hearts, is peanut allergy. And there's some exciting research going on in peanut allergy, in trying to prevent peanut allergy, and also in ways of trying to treat peanut allergy early. So this is in toddlers, preschoolers. So very exciting stuff going on there for sure. There's also new therapies coming for treating diseases like asthma, diseases like eczema or atopic dermatitis, biologic therapies that are injection therapies, which are showing a lot of promise for these diseases, which are very exciting as well. I don't know if anybody has a really good answer, but there's lots of theories as to why we have more of these problems in Western society than we do in other parts of the world. And part of it probably has to do with the immune system early in life, and the immune system being driven appropriately early in life, and perhaps in areas in Western Europe and in North America, perhaps we're not driving the immune system appropriately early. We're not seeing enough germs and bacteria and other things to drive that immune system appropriately. And there's also a lot of research going on looking at the bacteria that's in babies' guts, in their intestines, and that perhaps, again, in our society, we don't have a lot of bacteria that other societies do in babies' intestines. And maybe that's leading to the immune system going awry. So lots of exciting research in that area, but I don't think anybody has one answer for it. I think in the future, we're going to be talking about exactly that, therapies that we can do, perhaps to put certain bacteria into the intestines of babies to hopefully turn off developing allergy in the future. That's very exciting stuff. We're not there yet, unfortunately. I think with peanut, for example, in peanut allergy, I think we are there. We know that early introduction of peanut in infants' diets will prevent peanut allergy in up to 70-80% of children. So we have some exciting interventions we can do for food allergy. For the environmental allergies, we're not quite there yet, I don't think. So this conference is the annual meeting of the Canadian Society of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. That's our national body. This conference rotates to different cities in Canada every year. So we always want to bring it east at some point of the game as well. So it's very exciting for me as the chair of the planning committee to bring it to my hometown, Halifax. Our attendance at this meeting is around 410, which is excellent. We're very pleased with that attendance. It's been an excellent meeting. It's just wrapping up in a few hours, but it's been an excellent meeting. Lots of shared research, lots of time to meet our colleagues, lots of times to network, and also lots of time for all people across Canada and other parts of the world to get to know Halifax, which is very exciting as well, because the city's been shining this weekend with gorgeous sunshine, nice temperatures, and lots of people on the streets. There's been a lot of themes at this meeting, as we were talking about earlier, but it's really about furthering our specialty is what it is, and collaborating with our colleagues across the country. There's definitely research going on in Halifax, both in core immunology as well as allergy, much of it at the IWK Health Center, and some in our private offices as well. So yes, we're definitely active in that area.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.